I've been wanting to get the Greenbelt Alliance in here for some time. I'm glad that we're doing it this morning. Terry Shore is the regional director of the Greenbelt Alliance. Welcome, Terry.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to have you here. Give us a little refresher course, will you, for all of our listeners, and remind us of what the Greenbelt Alliance is and what it does.
Thank you, Pat. Yes, so I am the regional director for the North Bay for Greenbelt Alliance, and Greenbelt Alliance is a regional environmental advocacy and policy group, and we're kind of unique because Greenbelt works to protect the Greenbelt, obviously, around the Bay Area, but we also encourage the right development in the right places, like in the downtown area. And
so the Greenbelt Alliance is not against development. Let's put that out there, right?
Correct. Greenbelt Alliance is not against development. And in fact, we actually have an endorsement program for developments that meet our criteria for being downtown, walkable, near jobs and transit. And we're using it quite a bit in the South Bay.
In the South Bay, okay. And obviously in the North Bay, I mean, we are in the midst of a lot of building and rebuilding. And how does the Alliance come into play? I mean, is there anything that the Alliance has to do with homeowners who want to rebuild and are attempting to do just that?
Well, Greenbelt Alliance is a policy organization, so we tend to work at the policy level. So we're not on the ground with the homeowners, but we've been, you know, working closely with the city council and elected leaders as various housing policies have moved forward since the fires. But to be honest, we're focused more on new development and how we can make new development fit the model that we'd like to see in Sonoma County.
And describe what that model is.
So I think that Sonoma County, and we all know Sonoma County, everyone wants to live here, and that's because we have long-standing, strong policies, such as our voter-approved urban growth boundaries around all the cities that says this is where we're going to build. We have the voter-approved community separators, which are county lands that are designated as green buffers between our towns and cities. So we want to maintain that as we move forward with new development and the rebuild.
And in this project in particular, it's all about the Marriott project. Tell us what that is.
Well, you know, the Marriott Inn, the Residence Inn that's being proposed, is the first project that was denied by the city of Santa Rosa, by the Planning Commission, since the fires over a year ago. So it's a really great opportunity for the community and the city council, because it's going to the city council on February 12th for appeal, to look a bit closer at how we'd like to see that built, if we want it built in the bird area of Fountain Grove at the bottom of the hill. And so it's a really great opportunity to pause and think about this a little bit more.
It's Round Barn Boulevard, right, is the proposed location for it?
Yes, it's in the Round Barn area, and we all recall how, you know, that area burned and much of the area around it. So we're not talking about the rebuild here because obviously, you know, the folks that need to rebuild are going to rebuild, we hope and pray. And
we
the
do.
City and the county, the staff and the electeds are doing an amazing job helping with the rebuild. So we're totally in support of that. But in this particular Roundbound area, the Marriott Inn isn't the only new development that's in the works right now. There's another residential development that was a senior care facility that was proposed in the area. We recently approved a town home project right in that same neighborhood.
So it's not the location that the Alliance has an issue with. What is the issue for you?
Well, you know, and right on the other side of the city limits, outside the urban growth boundary, there's a luxury resort proposed in the burned area in the community separator. So, yes, we support development within the urban growth boundary, but we think it's a good time for the developers to meet with the city council and the community and come up with a systemic look at this particular area. If we're going to put in another, you know, 500 people in this area, new people that weren't there before, how are we going to make sure they're safe? Can we do the highest level of fire construction? What kind of an evacuation plan do we have? Are we going to have sprinklers on the roof?
Well, it's, you know, this is an issue that's been discussed so really for decades in Sonoma County, certainly more in the last year and a half, whether to rebuild in those fire-prone areas. And on some level, of course, we have to rebuild there.
Yes.
Homeowners have to rebuild. Business needs to exist in those general areas. So there can never be a blanket, no, you can't, you know, you can't live there or work there because that's where the fire went through. So is it the makeup of the hotel? Is it the way that construction has been proposed so far that's the issue with the Marriott?
Well, the Marriott is proposing its usual cookie cutter Residence Inn. Mm-hmm. You know, there hasn't been anything new or different, so we think that and it's designed to meet current fire code, and the fire marshal has said that. But the problem is current fire code is lagging behind the devastating storms that we've seen, the firestorms in Sonoma County and across the state. And there will be new, stronger fire codes coming down the road, but it might be 2020 or later. So yeah. Right now we're kind of in this midpoint between the old and the new. And it seems like it would be a really good time for the folks who want to build there to make the community feel comfortable that they're going to do more than the minimum when it comes to fire risk.
Has the Marriott been approached about upgrading its fire safety at this point? And I'm curious as to what their reaction might have been.
Well, the
it's probably about money, I would think.
The planning commissioners asked these same questions. I was at the planning commission meeting. Those planning commissioners were very brave and courageous in asking the questions and ultimately voting. It was a 3-3 tie vote, which denied the project because they didn't get the answers that they were looking for mm-hmm. to feel comfortable moving forward. So I think the city council will be asking these same questions.
So then the Marriott goes back to the drawing board after having been denied and makes some changes and then represents to the council. Is that how that works, or the commission?
It looks to me like the Marriott is just going to appeal the city council with the existing plan without any changes that I'm aware of, and I haven't seen the staff report yet.
Okay, so they're going to just appeal that decision.
Yeah, they're appealing the decision. Okay. And so what Greenbelt Alliance has been looking at is the bigger picture. And the Marriott is just an example of the issues that we faced. And we've been, like most of us, we've all been trying to understand what we should or shouldn't be doing. And I think the city councils and the staff have been delving into us. But one thing that we discovered that's, I think, fascinating is that the research shows that the location and placement of homes mm-hmm. in the wildland-urban interface, such as Fountain Grove, is the highest risk factor for fire. So that's a really hard thing to cope with, but it is something that we need to look at, and that's what Greenbelt Alliance is hoping to forward some new land use policies down the road.
Well, I think you're right about the changes that are coming in terms of fire codes and materials and things like that to be upgraded. It's kind of surprising to me that that hasn't been enacted yet, frankly, you know, sort of fast-tracked based on how safe we want those builds or rebuilds to be. But that's the way that part of it goes. So what's your next step with regard? Are you waiting for whether Marriott has a successful appeal, or what will you do in the meanwhile?
Well, Greenbelt Alliance will be, you know, asking the community. That's part of the reason why I came on KSRO mm-hmm. is to see what other people think. What are your ideas? What should the Marriott be doing? What should we be asking them? Because I'm not an expert on fire safety. And I think that one of the most important things they can do is work with the other developments in the community and come up with a systemic look at the fire risk and how we're going to reduce it if we move forward with these developments.
And Terry, how does the community get to you with their opinions or ideas?
Well, they can talk directly to the city council if they want to talk to me. You can find me through Greenbelt.com. www.marriottinn.org. I have an office in downtown Santa Rosa, and so they can, you know, find me there. I don't know if I want to put my phone number and email out on the radio.
No, you can direct them to the website is good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but you know, one of the best things we could do to reduce fire risk in our community is improve and build the downtown and put more houses and more jobs. So I'm really excited about supporting the initiatives by the city of Santa Rosa and the county to do things differently in the downtown. And that's another process. I know you had David Guen on the radio the other day. You know, really, if we have, as residents and people in the community, we have a lot of influence on the vision going forward. So it's a really great opportunity to make a difference.
Yeah, especially when the city is saying, please, let us know what you think. Please take part in this whole process. So certainly the Greenbelt Alliance and the City of Santa Rosa is in tandem about making sure that that happens and making sure that people's voices are heard and that their visions are heard and seen also. Because, yeah, we're in a changeable situation here. Well, Terry, I'm glad you were here this morning. Thanks for sharing this with me. We will follow this story and see what happens with regard to the Marriott and other developments that come down the pike too.
Well, thank you, Pat. And I also do want to say a public thank you for your coverage during the fires here in October 2017. I live in Sonoma Valley. We were frightened. We didn't know what was going on. And KSRO is a lifeline. I didn't lose my home. We didn't lose our home. But so thank you, and you deserve all the awards.
Oh, thank you. Very welcome. And I will let the rest of the KSRO news team know about that. That is Terry Shore, the executive director of the Greenbelt Alliance.